all about, you know, do this or do that. Instead of saying that, what Jack Lew from OMB is saying, it says he wants OMB's role to be different than in the past.
To give agencies tools and to do it in a way that is perhaps less directive and more as guidance. I think that agencies are going to need to make those kinds of decisions and say, you know, we can go deeper on the administrative side because we've gotten to the limit of program cuts. Or instead of doing the depth of administrative cuts, we would rather take it more out of program. So at a macro level, I'm trying to build into the process that kind of dialogue, because I do believe that ownership at a department level in a time of constraint is important.
Now, he says this is a bit of an unusual year for agencies. They seem to understand that they come in with a high number, meaning a large budget, that's going to be out of bounds of realism, and that's not going to be a winning strategy. And he says so far, no agency submission has ignored those fiscal constraints.
They don't all hit the mark. I don't want to say that we've hit that point where every agency has come in at guidance and our work is done. But there does appear to be a sense of realism. And I'm trying to capitalize on that because I believe partnership is actually the most effective way to work between OMB and the agencies. Yeah, with each of these management improvements, not every agency will have an equal need or capacity to do each one. So saying that we should take an IT solution and impose it across government, or an approach to improper payments and do it the same way across government, we need to look at what the agencies do, how they're organized, what the state of their IT systems is, what the state of their workforce is, and come up with a package that's right for the agency.
Now, don't take Lew's comments that OMB will not be heavily involved in the budget exercise. He says, yes, OMB is still going to review the budgets. Yes, they're still make changes in the pass back that's coming in the November timeframe. But really, agencies will have a different kind of input than in previous years. I mean, it's really going to be, if they can make good suggestions to OMB, I think OMB is going to be more open to accepting them versus dictating them.
Well, OMB may get agencies to own their budget cuts, but there are others who have some say in how these cuts come down, 535 others.
Yes, those board of directors that we all like to call them as Congress. Yes, they're going to play a huge role in what stays and what goes, but there are several things agencies can do to make the process smoother. Todd Grahams is the Veterans Affairs Department's chief financial officer. He says managing Congress when it comes to budget cuts must start at the beginning of the conversation, not in the middle of it. He describes one experience when he was the chief information officer at the IRS. He says IRS had to consolidate data centers, which included cutting staff and moving those positions into their customer service or application development offices. That meant about a 15% workforce was affected, or about 1,000 positions.
What we were able to do with the Congress was present to them just a very good business case and just kept pounding that home. We went up whenever we needed to go up. We got ahead of the curve. We didn't surprise anyone who would be impacted by it. We worked very closely with NTEU so that they knew we were doing everything that we possibly could for the employees. Out of those 1,000 jobs when we started the process, about 820 were filled with people. 15 months later, we riffed 8 people. That was it. Through early outs, buyouts, relocations, just people retiring on their own because they thought it was time to go, we managed that.
Now, Ron Sanders is a senior executive at Booz Allen Hamilton and a former chief human capital officer at the Office of the Director for National Intelligence. He says the goal is to educate all stakeholders because you can't control them.
You can't educate unless you've done your due diligence, unless you've got your facts. You've got to put in place a process that lets you address these things systematically. You can't do it haphazardly. You can't wait till the last minute. You've got to preposition the process so that when the time comes, you can act on it in a disciplined way, and that will give you the ammunition, deal with your stakeholders, and hopefully convince them. It may take several iterations, but hopefully convince them that what you have in mind is really the best approach.
Now, Jason, did Jack Lew give any insight into how these budget reductions might affect federal employees' pay or benefits?
Yeah, that was actually a question that came from the audience. I mean, at the Partnership for Public Service yesterday, it was an audience full of federal employees who, that I think was top of mind, especially with the announcement of the federal health benefits and insurance, you know, cut changes coming yesterday. But Jack Lew didn't really say much about those type of changes in so many words. But he did say that every program is dealing with those financial fiscal constraints.
We're not going to be in a place where we can say that there's nothing else that will happen regarding federal workers. As the plan we put forward last week demonstrated, we think there is a measured way to address issues regarding federal workers while still maintaining all of the incentives we need to attract and retain high-quality federal employees. As somebody who has spent several decades in the federal workforce, I have to say that I think the issues with federal workers are part financial and they're part a question of respect. I think federal workers understand at some level that in times of fiscal constraint, there's tough decisions all around. I think what they have a harder time understanding is when, you know, they do a good job and it feels like they're being blamed for it. We need to separate those issues.
Now, Lou says it's important to keep in mind what's happening to the workforce beyond the budget cuts. And this is something we talk about all the time. The federal workforce, obviously, it's aging, so there are more retirements coming. That's just a fact. And add to that the dozens of agencies wanting to or actually offering buyouts or early retirements, the impact from a workforce perspective could be very significant on agencies. Lou says OMB is well aware of the need for agencies to balance the rate of reductions, whether it's spending, whether it's people, whether no matter who it is, and making sure that the recruitment and the retention of employees is still getting its fair share of attention. He says agencies can't just find savings by cutting workforce or even just by cutting back office functions, and that's where he says the balance comes in. In fact, this is one of the major findings from the Partnership for Public Service's new report on lessons learned from the budget cuts of the 1990s. The survey of current and former feds found that the workforce took a big hit, and they used one example from NASA, and I thought this was very interesting. In 1989, 18% of the workforce at NASA was under 30 years of age. By 2004, that figure had dropped to 4%, which means that the pipeline of people coming in was cut dramatically. So you have now a much older workforce, which isn't a bad thing, but you do need that constant pipeline. The study also found that agencies lost their recruiting know-how, lost their university connections, and again, that pipeline of entry-level workers was frozen because of the hiring freeze. Now, finally, the other workforce issue that came up during the survey was the tools that agencies used to offer those buyouts and early retirements kind of need to be updated. They have been around since the early 1990s, and you know, $25,000, with all due respect, it doesn't go as far as it used to.
Jason, going back to the budgets and the 2013 submissions, I'm reading between the lines from what Jack Lew is saying, and it sounds like there's going to be some pretty tough passback conversations if he's saying that a lot of agencies did not meet the goals, even though, yeah, it's your decision, you figure out how to handle it, but it sounds like top line they're going to get a lot of pushback.
I think you're absolutely right, but what the other thing he's saying is he likes the progress that agencies have made. They seem to understand that if you come in with, oh, we're going to ask for, you know, $5 billion more than we got last year, that's a non-starter. So, and as he said, did they meet all their goals? No, but they did are better than maybe he expected or maybe than in previous years. But I think that passback language is going to be really tough, and the negotiations between now and November-December timeframe are going to be pretty painful because agencies are going to have to make decisions. And this goes back to another issue that I think we've talked about a lot, which is not just right-sizing the workforce and right-sizing the agency budget, but actually right-sizing the mission. And that's one thing actually that did not come up yesterday with Director Lew during his speech.